that boy.
Here's to veterans from Glamour Manor, the Kenny Baker Show, featuring Jane J. Corbett, Barbara Eiler, the music of Harry Lubin and his orchestra, Schlepperman, yours truly, Don Wilson, and starring Kenny Baker.
There's a small hotel with a wishing well. I'm glad that we are here together.
Here's to veterans. Fast-moving quarter hour of entertainment and helpful information brought to you transcribed by the top-flight talent of radio in cooperation with the Veterans Administration, dedicated to the citizens who served in our armed forces, now working shoulder to shoulder with their fellow Americans to make a stronger and better America for us all. Before we join the fun at Glamour Manor, I'd like to take just a few seconds to tell you about a fellow named Al. Al was leading a platoon of light tanks in action at the Siegfried Line when he was hit by an enemy shell. The war ended for him right then and there. Al came back to the USA with both legs gone. He left the hospital with artificial legs and a couple of grim questions. How good am I now, and where do I go from here? Al answered these questions for himself. To find out how good he was, he worked 6 tough months driving tractors and bulldozers. Because he mastered such a job, he figured he could help other veterans like himself. Going through training, Al became a contact representative for the Veterans Administration. Many VA contact representatives are men just like him, veterans. They all have the experience and the know-how to help you over the hurdles. So, veterans, if you have any questions or problems on the benefits provided you by Congress, you know who to see. The guy like Al, the VA contact representative in your nearest Veterans Administration office. Well, there's lots going on in Glamour Manor today. You see, Slep's girlfriend, Tondalea Klausmeier, has an uncle from Mexico who owns a yacht. Today, the whole gang is going sailing.
Oh, sailing, sailing over the bounding main. Good morning, Barbara.
Oh, good morning, Kenny. My, you're all dressed up for the yachting party.
Yeah.
And don't you look wonderful?
Why, thanks, Barbara.
Sailor cap, midi blouse, bell-bottom trousers, and bicycle clips.
Yeah.
Kenny, what on earth are you wearing bicycle clips for?
These bell-bottom trousers are very drafty around the ankles. And the bicycle clips will creep the cold wind from shivering my timbers.
Oh, Kenny.
Huh?
Say, by the way, you know it's a tradition among sailors to carry a good luck charm with them when they're on a voyage.
Oh, I've taken care of that, Barbara. I'm going to carry that gold locket with your picture in it.
Oh, Kenny, how sweet. And you really believe that little locket will help you if the weather gets rough?
Oh, it certainly ought to, Barbara. I'm carrying my seasick pills in it.
Oh, Kenny. Kenny, no matter how hard I try, I can't get you to be romantic. Can't you picture us out there on the boat together? The moon shining down on the silver sea. A perfect setting for love. But as you start to take me in your arms, something keeps me from getting close to you.
Naturally. I'm wearing my life preserver.
That's exactly what I mean. Kenny, don't you realize that romance and the ocean have always been associated? Why do you think they call marriage the sea of matrimony?
Oh, that's easy, Barbara. Your married life is a voyage, your home is a ship that you sail in, and your mother-in-law is a captain.
Well, Kenny, I must admit you have a head for the sea.
Oh, what do you mean, Barbara?
More brine than brains.
Yeah. Now, look. Just you wait till we get out on that boat today. You'll be proud of me standing up there on the bridge, seeing that everything's in order, looking over the crew and shouting,
"Ah, Stranger!"
Why, it's Schlepperman.
Are you a good seaman, Schlepp?
The best. I'm a regular Sontag, the sailor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. All my life I've been crazy about boats.
You have, Schlepp?
Oh, sure. Even as a little kiddie, I used to get in the bathtub and play a game where I dip my nose in the water and sail my boats.
Well, what kind of a game is that, Schlepp?
I called it sailing around the horn. Yes, yes, Kenny, I come from a very seafaring family. Now, take my aunt, for instance. She never could resist the call of the sea.
She couldn't?
No. Every time a sailor whistled, she was off again.
Oh. What finally happened to her, Schlepp?
Well, she loved the sea so much that she finally married a mariner.
A mariner?
Yeah, her husband marinates herring at Lax's Delicatessen.
Oh, Say, Schlepp, does Tandy like the sea, too?
Oh, sure, Kenny. She's a regular girl sailor.
She is?
Sure. She's what they call an old saltine.
An old saltine. Have you ever been out on a boat with Tandaleo before, Schlepp?
Oh, sure. Tandy and I took a trip once on the terminal island ferry. And was the bed a rough? Oh, the babes came right over the deck, but I just stood there kissing her.
Oh. Was the salt spray slapping you in the face?
No, that was Tandy.
We've just got to buckle down and study this book on sailing, or we'll never be able to pilot Tandy's uncle's boat this afternoon.
Roger.
Roger? That's airplane talk, Slap. That's not nautical.
Nautical is a lot. Just because we're learning to be sailors, we don't have to use swear words.
Oh, Slap, please. Now, pay attention. It says here in the book that boats are always referred to as female. We're always referred to as female. We're always referred to as female. We're always referred to as female. In other words, you call them she. I wonder why that is.
That's simple. They're always kept in slips.
Please, Slap, now be serious, won't you? Yeah, I wonder if there's any kind of a ship that's not a female.
Certainly, a fellowship.
Oh, look, don't be silly. You get a fellowship at college.
Well, there you are. After all, if a ship's been to college, you expect it to be different.
Oh, great. Tell me, do you know anything about the tides?
Oh, sure.
Oh, well, when do the different tides come in?
Well, Kenny, high tide comes in the daytime.
Uh-huh.
And low tide comes in the nighttime.
Yes.
And, of course, yule tide comes in at Christmas time.
Oh. And when the water's smooth and calm, I suppose it's known as eventide.
Exactly, hey, yes.
Yeah. Listen, Snap, here's something interesting. You know, it always used to be the rule that when a ship sank, to save the women and children first.
Yeah?
Well, according to this book, all that's been changed.
It has?
Yeah, sure. It says right here, look. When a ship begins to sink, the first thing to do is to man the lifeboat.
Okay.
Now, come on, Steph. Let's get the engine started.
Okay. Where are they?
Well, they must be either fore or aft.
Naturally. But what I want to know is, are they in the front or the back? Now, let's see what the book says, Kenny.
Yeah, look it up. Gee, holy smokes, Steph. How'd you do that?
I accidentally dropped this book on how to operate a boat on the button there, and the engine started.
Wonderful. See, I told you that book would come in handy.
Which way are we heading, Kenny?
Oh, I don't know, Captain. Ask the man at the wheel.
Okay. Where's the wheel?
Where's it? Oh, Schlepp, please. Do you mean to tell me there's nobody steering this boat?
All right. Calm down, you two saltwater daffies. I'm steering the boat.
Oh, good boy, Don. Now about our speed. How many knots are we moving?
Oh, we're going about 15 miles an hour.
15 miles an hour? Don, please. Amidst the shipment, it's knots.
Okay, it's miles to me and knots to you.
I'll take the wheel now. You go below and ballast up the cargo.
Okay, see you later, mate.
Okay. But, Snap, why did you take the wheel away from Don? It's getting rough and the boat's beginning to pitch.
That's why I took the wheel. I needed something to hang on to.
Oh, my goodness, is it getting rough?
Yeah.
Look at all those white caps. But you know something? I don't mind. I finally got my sea legs, and it's a vast improvement.
I can't see any improvement over the ones you had on land.
Oh, piffle, tipple. Oh, the life of the ocean wave. I feel so vibrant. Just like a poem of the sea.
You look like a poem of the sea, too. The Ancient Mariner.
Oh, goodbye.
Hey, Schlepp, what's the matter with you? You look kind of green around the gills.
Oh, Kenny, it's this rough weather. I don't feel so good in my old sea chest, you know. I think we'd better head back in. Stick out the yardarm. I'm going to make a right-hand turn.
Schlepp, please, step out of it. It's not that bad.
Oh, no, it ain't bad, eh? Just look at the rest of the crew. They ain't got their heads stuck out of the portholes to throw on white caps, you know.
What a crew. Now when they get back, I suppose they'll demand porthole to porthole pay. Say, Schlepp, come to think of it, you know, I'm wore out.
No wonder, Kenny. Look, the boat's going crazy. It's blowing up topsoil there.
Yeah. Gee, Schlepp, you know, I'm tired.
Yeah, I'm completely knocked over there.
Well, no wonder, Schlepp. Look, we're standing on the poop deck.
Ahoy there! Ship ahoy!
Hey, Schlepp. Yeah. What's that? Somebody calling to us?
It's that boat over there, Kenny. They're hailing us.
Hey, listen to that. It sounds like police. Hey, do you suppose we did anything wrong?
I don't know, Kenny. Maybe we're driving on the wrong side of the ocean.
Stop and open a shot across your bow.
Hey, did you hear that, Seth? If we don't stop, they're liable to sink us.
Well, how do you stop a boat?
Throw out the anchor.
Okay, here goes.
Hey, why don't we stop?
Kenny, do you suppose it's because I didn't tie the anchor chain to the ship?
Oh, slap.
Ahoy there. This is your last warning.
Okay, we'll stop.
Don't tell him that, Kenny. We can't stop this boat.
Sure we can. Throw that instruction book up in the air again.
Okay.
Oh, boy, it worked.
Well, where's the captain of the craft, if I may ask?
Well, there he is, rowing under that lifeboat. Who are you?
Commander Ken Burton, the United States Coast Guard. Do you men know you're operating a stolen boat?
Stolen boat? Yeah. That's impossible. Senor Crossmire of Mexico rented this boat.
Well, you got the wrong boat. His is still tied up at the dock.
Yeah, but well, why did you let us stay out here so long? Why didn't you come and tell us sooner?
We couldn't, John Paul Stone. It just so happens that you stole our boat.
You know, fellas, the Veterans Administration tells me that a lot of you have dropped the National Service life insurance you had while you were in the service. Now, of course, nobody can make you pay regularly for insurance protection if you don't want it. But just let me say this. If you dropped your GI insurance without bothering to find out the facts, you may be doing yourself and your family a real harm. The Veterans Administration is ready and willing to give you the facts. Hear them. Then make up your mind on the basis of knowledge, not guesswork. So, veterans, why not drop in at your nearest VA office and find out about GI insurance? Or see your local Red Cross people, other veterans organizations. Or, if you prefer, talk things over with the life insurance men who are cooperating with the VA. You'll find that it pays to know the facts about your National Service life insurance. And here's some good news. If you dropped your GI insurance, it's not too late to get it back.
With a wishing well, I'm glad that we are here together.
And that's the Here's to Veterans tribute from the Kenny Baker Show, featuring Jane J. Corbett, Barbara Eiler, Harry Lubin and his orchestra, Schlepperman, yours truly, Don Wilson, and starring Kenny Baker, who, with our sponsors and the American Federation of Musicians, the American Federation of Radio Artists, the Advertising Council, and this station, have donated their services and time to the Veterans Administration as a public service. Tune in again for another star-studded Here's to Veterans show. And veterans, for advice and help with your insurance, education, loans, medical care, and other benefits, write or visit your nearest Veterans Administration office. Remember, a well-adjusted veteran means a happier and more prosperous America. And now, a word from your local announcer.